and explain it to you, tell you right now, you're all wrong, you overestimated me, or underestimated the difficulty of the sugya. But maybe if we put our heads together, but I have not solved this yet. But let's look at it shlav and see what we can do. Okay. We had just barely gotten into the sugya last time. We saw the nice labedic parts of it. But let's study an umbrav gidolim rav shvikas pigalein most of them maybe ilubik kachim kachim and maybe gidolim ilubik kachim kalim. Yes, v'vayim karmel l'hashmaitza. So first of all, there's rav gidol, and as we know, you know, I assume we've all seen here and there that obviously there's a havmina not like rav gidol. That's what they're fighting about here, and according to many rishonim, there's a maskana not like rav gidol because there's a line in Menachos Daf Mem Zayin which says itosav rav gidol. No one's sure exactly what that's based on, but there are theories. But clearly, there is another, there's more than a havmina. There's actually another side to the coin of those who disagree, of those who disagree with Rav Gidol. So, the question is, what's the havmina of the local Rav Gidol? Right? Why should Zvikas Pigel do anything? After all, it is puzzle. So, we mentioned this last time, I think. What is Tosfos' answer? Right? What is the svara of the Cholkim on Rav Gidol? What does Tosfos say? Right? We mentioned this last time. What's the svara to say Shvikas Pigel should help? Right, because it's a special Gzeres Kasav. Pigel is different than other Psulim. Other Psulim is just a Psul. Pigel is a special Gzeres Kasav. Kartzas Kasher, Kachar Tzas Pasul. Special Gzeres Kasav. Part of the uniqueness of Pigel is that it's only called Pigel if you do a Kasher Avoda bit Pigel. So therefore, it seems that Pigel is really a Kasher Avoda plus something else additional called Pigel, but it still has a Kasher Avoda there. Every other Psul is a Pasul Avoda. Pigel is a Kasher Avoda plus Pigel, so the Hav, at least the Havmina. The Havmin is to say it's really a Kasher Avoda, and the side din called Pigel, since it's really Kasher Avoda. So Kasher Avoda, Kasher Zrika has two effects. A, in Kachi Kachim, it's Motzi the Busser from Mehila. That's the mission of Bezim Halav, Kalshi Yisbosh, Shesheb, Lukohanim. Ebo Mehila. And B, in Kachim Kalim, it brings the Emur Mide Mehila. Right, that we know from the first Tosas on the Masechta. He gave us some background, and it's a mission of later on. That Kachim Kalim is considered to be one big unit of not Kachi Hashem until you do the Zrika, because it's primarily for the Achila of Bailim. Once you do the Zrika, then the Emurim become separated out and now are destined for Hashem. And therefore, those are the two effects of Zrika. So you would have had a Havmina, Tosla says, because of the special din of Kahartsa'as Kosher, King Kahartsa'as Pasol. The special din, the Garitsoi, by Pigel, and it's Ki'ilo Kosher Zrika by Pigel.
Not just Havmina, even Maskana.
What?
Even Maskana, you really reject
Rav Gidol. Right, sorry, correct. Exactly, that's what I meant. Okay, I pointed out that not everyone will agree to that, and we'll see how in a moment. So, then we brought this Kasha, Esver of Papalabaye, right? Tosus, in a technical sense, Tosus and Menachos points out it might be important as for Papa. Hashokhid is Atod, we'll get to that. Lefnim, Belach, Mechuzot, We saw the different shatim on that. We're not going to review them again today. See from here that pigel, that shkitas pigel, does have an effect on, does count as a proper shkitas miyukadish lechem. So two zrikas pigel should count as zrik against Rav Gidol. So Ishtik didn't have the answer, but he also come to Rav Abba. Rav Abba did have the answer. Amalei. Bizrika, and here, how you interpret the word Bizrika determines how you're going to interpret the entire rest, remainder of this sugya, and this is the fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, or Ben Gershon being on Rashi's side here, the Pirush Kadmon being on Tosfos' side, but I don't think they change things all that significantly. It's Rashi and Tosfos. What are the two ways of reading Bizrika, and therefore influencing the rest of the Shaka Vatarya? Of defending Rav Gidol, what does Tosfos say? Right? What does Tosfos say? Bizrika means? Exactly. Tosfos says, look, the difference is clear, right? The Gemara is saying some clear difference, right? Which is that Rav Gidol starts with Zrika's Pigel, and this riot we brought against him was from Shchitas, was from Shchitas Toda from this Mishnah Menachos. From Shchitas Toda. It says, there's different in Shchitas Rika. What is the difference? So Tosus points out something very, I think according to Tosus, the whole Gemara reads rather smoothly. Tosus says the defense of Rav Gidol is that really Zrikas Pigol is nothing. Zrikas, or let's say, let's just use a little slang lashon. Zrikas Pigol doesn't count. That is Rav Gidol Shita. But why does Shchitas Pigol count? Because there is no pigol b'shchita, because there's a din of kartzatz kasher, kenotzatz pasul. There is no pigol until zrika. Pigol is not chal until zrika. Now, everyone knows, if I think pigol b'shchita, that's a problem. But it's not chal until zrika. Until zrika, there's no chalos pigol. There is a background fact which will lead to pigol. But there is no chalos pigol until zrika. There can't be a chalos pigol without zrika. So, but he says, Shchitas Pigol, what's the basic point, is not Shchitas Pigol. Because Pigol is not Chal until Zrika. Pigol can't be Chal until Zrika. There is no such thing as Pigol until Zrika. And therefore, we've solved the problem. You proved me Shchitas Pigol counts. That's because it's not Shchitas Pigol. There can't be Shchitas Pigol until later. But Zrikas Pigol, which actually is Zrikas Pigol, doesn't count. So basically, Shchitas Pigol is a kosher Shchita. It just gives you a certain background fact that will mess up your Zrika. Shchitas Pigol is a kosher Shchita. So therefore, it counts. Zrikas Pigol is a pasul. Zrika doesn't count. Very, very pashut. Rashi has an entirely different way of reading this line, which leads to an entirely different way of reading the Sugya. And basically, you know, my prejudice is the same as that of all the Achronim with the Les Brera, that Tosus reads the Gemara rather clearly. Rashi just adds more and more Perushim that I don't fully understand. He's a bit of a riddle wrapped in an enigma inside a mystery here. And we'll try our best to figure out what Rashi's trying to say, but I can't really understand properly or defend Rashi's Perush on every line of the sugya. But Rashi takes it a different approach. What's Rashi's approach? What's the difference between Zrika and Shchita? Exactly that. Pigol b'Zrika, Rabbi Gershom actually says it means pigol in all the avodas. Zrika means everything, including Zrika. But pigol b'Zrika is a full pigol. Right? Pigol b'Zrika is Pigol Gomor and doesn't count. And that's the defense of Rav Gidol. But, he says, Pigol B'Shchita without Pigol B'Zrika, if you think Pigol B'Shchita and not B'Zrika, is not Pigol Gomor. It's only a small psul, and therefore counts, you know, for the purposes of Me'ila, right? Counts for Me'ila. That's what Rashi says. There's two levels of pigol. It's not like there's a time when there's pigol and a time when there's no pigol. So there's two levels of pigol. There is a little pigol. There's a little pigol, which means you do pigol on one of the earlier avodos, like pigol and shchita. That's a little pigol. Taka, you're right, it's not puzzle. But it's not a real pigol. It's not a real psoul. It's a small psoul, let's say. It's such a small psoul that, you know, we view the avod as really counting for me. It's such a small psoul. As opposed to pigol in Zrika, which maybe means, right? Meaning, at least a bunch of Rina Gershom. Pigol, if you do pigol all the way through, that's a full pigol. That's pigol gummer. What's the nafkamina kard Rashi between pigol gummer and pigol she'eno gummer? So it seems to be that Rashi seems to say, and here Rashi making a tremendous kiddush. Some tremendous kiddushim are very, very interesting and fascinating because you wouldn't have thought that someone makes a tremendous kiddush. Some tremendous kiddushim are just problematic because they're against mefurish mishnayis and gemaras all over maseches vachim. But Rashi really seems to think that it's only pigol gomer to be chayav karis if you're fagging all the way through to Zrika. If you're mefagel just in the beginning, then you're not chayiv karis. How do I know that when Rashi says that gomri means chayiv karis and pigel she'enu gomri means you're not chayiv karis? From two Rashis. Number one, from Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, he says, Divrei Maskil Divrei Hakol Erev Machshavas Havi, in the eighth wide line, the Einbo Karis of Al Pasul Havi, when we come out from Ashkan or Yehudit, Machshavas Man Kadrim Shchita L'chudei Havi Pigel, the Im came to Rabbanan, Lo Chishabah Elochot Zman L'chudei B'shchita Havi Pigel, B'chayav Al Karis. For the Rabbanan, if you only think Pigel and Shchita, it's Pigel and Yechayv Karis. That proves against this that it's really pickle. What does Rashi say? When you want to disprove this, he says, look, we see your chayiv karis for shchita, it's real pickle. Seemingly what he's saying is that Rav Gittel's thing, you're not chayiv karis for shchita. And if we can prove you are chayiv karis, then that would disprove Rav Gittel. And he says the same thing even more clearly on Daf Beis and Beis, if you remember all the way back, in the second Dibur HaMaschel, in the third line, Mashani Hol Ratzon Pigul and Palomar Hol Vaheishkidas Pigul Chashiva Kulei Haidul Olam Mikvah Pigul Chayvo Karis Asher Yukav Kamatirin Shizar Kadam Kedamim Seches Vachem Pigul Ula Yiratzon Mirin Karitzas Kasha Dichsev Be Yiratzon Lachaper Kachatzar Es Pasul. The Pigul Maritzas Kasha Lo Hurtzai Shiyukav Kamatirin Lishmo. Here's the important part. Kachatzar Es Pasul Lo Nikba Pigul Pigul Chayvo Karis. Rashi seems to be pretty mafurish. It's not chayiv karis. Right? Certainly sounds that way. You're only chayiv karis if the whole matir and the whole process is done l'shem pigel. If through this rikas rate is done l'shem pigel, that's when you're chayiv karis. If you only shecht l'shem pigel, then you're not chayiv karis. Now all they're going to say, if this is against the entire Maseches Vachem, I wish I had the answer to that. But Rashi really sounds like, or maybe someone here does. The mainstream Echronim didn't. I'm not sure. But Rashi really here sounds like you only chayiv karis for pigel straight through, and that's such a bad psul that it doesn't count, and that's where Gittel meant. But if you only do pigel at the beginning, you're not chayiv karis. That's not such a big psul. That's a little psul. And a little psul isn't so bad. A little psul still counts the voda, friend, and counts for, this, for the purposes of mi'ilah. That's what Rashi, that's definitely what Rashi's saying, and it seems pretty clear that Rashi and Me'ilah somehow thinks, I guess this is one of the reasons people say it's not really Rashi, because why would he think such strange things? But Rashi really seems to think that if you only do pigle at the beginning, you only think pigle at the beginning, you're not chayv karis for eating it. It's only if you continue the pigle straight through all the avodos you chayv karis. That's Rashi. Agav, what we see from here is that, according to Rashi, besides the fact that they're going to have to interpret the entire remainder of the Gemara differently, according to Rashi, there seems to be a different svara. There seems to be a different svara going on in the sugya. Again, he's discussing Rav Gittel, not those who argue Rav Gittel. But according to Rashi, what does the principle seem to be? According to Rashi, principle seems to be, well, if it's pigel gomer, which has a din of hartzah, then that doesn't count as rita. A small pigel counts as rita. So for Rashi, it doesn't seem to be that hartzah is kosher the chi of kares. For Tosos, davka the chi of kares, according to those who disagree with Rav Gittel, is what makes it a valid rita. For Rashi, no, davka the chi of kares makes it an invalid rita. In fact, it's a small psoul makes it a valid rita. So for Rashi, it could very well be that opens up another possibility. We do have another possibility here for those who disagree with Rav Gittel. Again, why? Because everyone else, Tosfos seems to say, the more you have a chiv karis, the more it's a kasher shrika, because that shows there's a ritzoy of pigle. Rashi said, no, the more you have a chiv karis, the more it's a pasul shrika, that doesn't count for anything. So perhaps another way to read what the other side besides Rav Gittel is that, pigel is a smaller psul than other psulim. Maybe pigel is just not such a bad psul. Based on the shock of Atari later in the Gemara, why would you explain that pigel's not such a bad psul? Because it doesn't have a maisa, right? because there's no Maisa. So you could say that the svar for the other side, other than Rav Gittel, is that Pigel's not such a big psal. It doesn't have a Maisa. It's only a small psal. What does Rav Gittel say? He says, I admit that Pigel's a small psal if you only have partial Pigel. But full Pigel is a big psal. So it could very well be that if you're talking about those who disagree with Rav Gittel, you could say it's Davka's the Ritzui Pigel. Could say, no, it's Davka's Pigel's not such a big psal because it Pigel's not such a big psal because it doesn't have a Maisa. The Nafkamina would be that if you took the second way of reading those who argue Rav Gittel, they would say the same thing about Shalol Shema. Shalol Shema also passes by Chatos and Pesach. That's the first mission in Zvachim. In which case, it could be, if this is, you know, this is inspired by Rashi's in Rav Gittel, we can make another pshat for those who disagree with Rav Gittel, maybe Nafkamina would be that those who disagree with Rav Gittel would also say that Zrika Shalol Lishma, which is also Psol Machshava, that Zrika Shalol Lishma counts for Me'ilah. So that could be, so far at least, two different ways of understanding those who disagree with Rav Gittel. Rashi will complicate it a little more later on, but we'll come back to that. Now let's try to go through the Shakta Matari. Okay, we have two ways of defending Rav Gittel. Either he holds that Pigel, Zrika's Pigel doesn't count, but Shchita's Pigel is a perfectly good Shchita. There is no Pigel in the other Avodas. Or he holds a full Pigel doesn't, Pigel Gomer doesn't count, that's a terrible psal. But a Shtickel, a Bissel, a Pigel, that still counts, that's only a small psal. Let's read the Shakta Matari. So, Right, Ula says that a kometz of pigel, right, if you put it on the mizbeach, and the Gemara in Zvachim explains from where it actually catches fire, right, that it didn't, that any soul that catches fire now becomes, they call it lach moshel mizbeach, any soul, once you put it on the mizbeach, and it catches fire, now, even if it falls down, you would put it back on the mizbeach, now becomes kosher. That's a special din. Even though it's a molo yerdu, molo yerdu just means you wouldn't bring it down. Doesn't mean that it's totally kosher. But once it catches fire and starts burning, then it already turns into part of the marach of the mizbeach, and now it becomes like a kosher thing on the mizbeach. Paka pigulum yerdus. That's what Ula says. Now that's not our point yet. Our point is he says kometz pigel. What is kometz pigel? Kometz pigel, if then you put on the mizbeach, means it was a kometz pigel before you put on the mizbeach. Well, the kmitza is like shchita. Putting the kometz on the mizbeach, haktaras kometz, is like zrika. So that means before zrika, it was already called pigel. Because you said it was pigel, and then you put it on the mizbeach. So that means there's pigel before zrika. Ah, so that's the kasha. The kasha is, we see that there is pigel before zrika. Right, so what's the, then we have the first question. Right? We see, so for Tosfos is obvious. We see there's a chalos pigel, right? Before Zrika. And for Rashi also. It's called pigel gomer before Zrika, right? They call it pigel. They don't call it a little bit like pigel. It's called total pigel. So, what's the answer? The answer is no. Amr le isura de maisi lide pigel. The answer is isura de maisi lide pigel. What does that mean? So, first answer, Tosa says what it means is that it's not pigel, but it is something that will become pigel. Right, so it says they didn't mean it was pigel and then you put them there. They meant it was potential pigel. That's a good word, potential pigel. But it is potential pigel. All they meant was there's potential pigel. If you put on this bath, now it's totally kosher. For Rashi, how does Rashi answer it? Rashi says, right? Rashi says, what's the answer? I'm not sure he couldn't paint those there. But what Rashi says, it means that, no, he makes no kimta. That, what is the Yisrael Maisa de Pigel? It was going towards Pigel, meaning and continued. you also did haktaras komets bepigol. It's not a case where you were just komets the komets bimachsheves pigol. It's a case where you were komets the komets bepigol, and then continued or did everything bepigol, or machter bepigol also, and that's why it's real pigol. So he just adds no kempta to this. He doesn't mean it was pigol and then you put it on the mizbeach. He means no. When you put it on the mizbeach and you kept thinking pigol, then it became pigol gomer, and that's why they called it pigol, and they have to teach us that it's yotzim de pigol.
Are they different?
They're
very similar.
Here are the difference.
Pigol.
No, but correct. The difference might be just purely tactical, but the question is just how do we interpret the word pigol? Tos says we interpret the word pigol as like before zrika, it's potential pigol. Rashi says no. What the word pigol means is that after the drika, it's full pigol. So I'm not promising you there's a lumdish difference between them. There are two different ways of reading that line. So she's like, a comet of potential pigol, if then you put it on the mizbeach and it starts burning, it's now kosher. Rashi reads the line as, a comet that is pigol because it continued to be pigol and you were makdir but pigol also, once it catches fire, it becomes kosher.
Other question, according to Tosfos, what's the difference between the first question and the second? What's the difference between the first answer and the second answer? Meaning, Tosfos is both times he's saying, no, it's just...
There's no difference in the answers, just the difference in the questions.
So then why does
the... Because the same answer is a different answer if it's to a different question. I'll say, tell you in a second. Now what's the next question? The next question is, v'hakatani machir, maybe the pigol who atmelo kol shekein, which, what, not so clear what that means, even in the original context, in Zvachim, but what it means is that the Ula is trying to bring a proof. If everyone knows that the Shirayim don't become pigol to be chayiv kares until you do Zrika, right? That's karts kasher, karts as possible. Then what's left that you don't put on the mizbeach, what's left is not full pigol until you do a Zrika. Or here, the Shirayim v'minchah are not really chalos pigol, l'chayiv kares, that's for sure. There's no kares on the Shirayim until you do Zrika, which is haktaras hakomets. So what Ula's saying is that, what's my proof that it turns kosher when you burn it on the mizbeach? Because if it didn't turn kosher, we wouldn't consider this to be a haktara. And if there's no haktara, then what makes, then where's the ritzoi to make everything, then where's the ritzoi to make the Shirayim pigol? So the fact that, according to Tosos, the question is that, what's the question? The question is that Ula proves that this komet is kosher because it counts as a maisa haktara. How do we know it's a maisa haktara? Because the Shirayim wouldn't become pigol without a Maisa Haftara, so count the Maisa Haftara. It can only count as the Maisa Haftara if it's a real kosher komets. Right? So, what's the kasha on Rav Gidl? What do we see here? We see here that prove that komets kosher because if it was pigol, it wouldn't be called Haftaras komets. That's what Ula's saying. Ula's saying, I'll prove to you that it turns kosher. Because you have to be makter the komets in order to give pigol to the Shirayim. You have to be makter the komets to give pigol to the Shirayim. It has to be a chalos komets, not a piece of garbage. And if it's pigol, it's a piece of garbage, not komets. So it must be that it turns kosher, and that's why it's a komets, not garbage. So, what's the kasha? The kasha is, what are they saying here? That it's garbage if it wouldn't turn kosher. That means it's already, the psol is already chal. What does that mean? That means Saul was already chal. And what is the answer according to Tosos? Here, the answer is the same, but it's okay because the answer is saying more. Hanami sort of nicely pigol. No, they didn't mean that it's pigol. What they meant is that it's only potential pigol, but potential pigol also doesn't count as haktaras komets. So Ula still has a proof. Right, this is a little bit dachuk, but what Tosfos is saying is that really it's only potential pigol until Zrika. But even potential pigle, really it's only potential pigle, but even potential pigle, that's the end of this Tosfos, the first Tosfos, he says that that came in the certain meisli pigle mitchil mishas kmitza shignei shchiti ilav the paka pigle avlav shuvi afra vary lo cover matir. You would still consider garbage. Even potential pigle would not be considered a proper aktaris kometz, even though there was no form of psul yet. But since it was already derailed, practically, that would also be considered just putting garbage on the mizbeach. And therefore, Ula has a proof. Since it's potential pigle, how could it be considered aktaris kometz to be kovei the shirayim for kareis? If potential pigle is just putting garbage on the mizbeach, the answer is park on the potential pigle, and now it becomes kosher when you put it on the mizbeach and burn it. Okay, so Tosfos says Rav Gittel still defend. It's only potential pigle until Haktara, but even potential pigle, if not for the fact that you're puck on that potential pigle, it would have been considered Haktara's Afor Bialma, not Haktara's Kometz.
Should you write in A1 voice to make that
Ula
still has to
Ula. Yeah, what I mean is that
Ula's trying to ask
the
question.
No, Ula's not trying to ask the question. Ula's just the one who said the statement. Ravashi's trying to ask the question from Ula. What I mean is that Ula tried to prove Paka Pigulo from the fact that if not for Paka Pigulo, it wouldn't be Haktaris Kometz. And how does Ula make sense with Rav Gittel? The answer is Ula's proof. What's Ula's proof? Ula's proving Paka Pigulo, the fact that if it wasn't Paka Pigulo, it would be garbage. Tasha is, it would only be potential pigle. The answer is potential pigle is also considered garbage, which is a chiddush, but we'll accept it for now. And therefore, what I mean is Ula still has a proof of Paka Pigulo, because if not for Paka Pigulo, it would be considered Afra Bialma, because potential pigle is also considered Afra Bialma.
All right, but ultimately,
you're defending Rav Gittel. Right, correct. What? Okay, but I would have said, as long as it's been no halos yet, why should it be afro bialma? The answer is apparently when it comes to maisa aktar, asking maisa aktar, not only if something that's technically kosher, but if something that really has potential for kashrus. All right, maybe not such a chiddush. We don't have to argue about whether it's a big chiddush or a little chiddush right now. Okay, how does Rashi read this? So I wish I knew. If you notice Rashi, one thing that even before you read Rashi, you see the third and fourth lines of Rashi in Talmud Aleph. Anytime you see two lines of Rashi with seven hagahos within those two lines, right? There's one parentheses and three hagahos of a letter with a little parentheses and two hagahos of a letter with a bracket. You know that we have a lot of trouble understanding what Rashi means there. If there have to be seven emendations of Rashi and no one's willing to accept what Rashi writes, then you know it doesn't make any sense. And again, here I'll fully admit, I don't want to put on false pretenses. I haven't figured out what no one else has figured out either, and I'm not exactly sure what Rashi's trying to say here, but Rashi's trying to say, what's the kasha for Rashi? What's the additional kasha, question number two, from the fact that Ula adds the words machir, maybe they pickle who atma lo kol shekein? What Rashi seems to be saying is that, well, what's Ula trying to say? Ula's trying to say, I'll prove to you this paka pigulo, because pigle gomer has paka pigulo, and it's definitely pigle gomer, because if it wasn't pigle gomer, how could the shirayim be pigle? Or he actually says, how could the shirayim be me'ila? Which I don't really understand what he means at all. The shirayim were always me'ila. I don't know. Does anyone have a shot in this Rashi? And then everyone amends it to say the opposite of what it says. sorry. What? Because it's kachim kachim. So even before the avoda, they have me'ila. Kachim kachim have avoda. So I don't mean always me'ila. I mean they've been always me'ila until now. They were me'ila until now. So what does it mean to give the shirayim? You're not made the shirayim to me'ila. You know, worst case scenario, you're not motzi them from me'ila. So I'm not exactly sure what Rashi means. Does anyone know what this Rashi means? Top of Dalam and Aleph?
Just there's that one. Maybe Shirayim doesn't have Me'ila, because until you have a proper Tara, the Shirayim are still a Matir. They can be potentially brought Tara, maybe it's just the Matir is no Me'ila.
You're telling me that Shirayim don't have Me'ila before Haktara?
Maybe it's not Shirayim until you have Haktara.
No, but it's a Mincha, right? It was made for Kachi Kachim. Right? Once it's Kachi Kachim, doesn't it have Me'ila? Now, I think that's a Mishnah a little later on, right? In the second parak, right? This sounds like it should be a Mishnah in the second parak, right? No, it's really in the Daf Tes. Hamenachas, Molo Mehem Shehukdashu, Molo Mehem Shehukdashu. Right? And then, Karva Komet, A Molo Meshirayin. Right? But Molo Mehem Shehukdashu. So that's pretty clear. Daf Tesim Aleph. That's where it goes through most things. I mean, it starts on Daf Zayin Aleph, I think. Tesim Aleph. But then on Daf Tesim Aleph, goes through all the things, when Migla starts, when Migla ends, etc. Anyway, so I'm not exactly sure what Rashi thinks like the second kasha is adding. For Tosfos, what's the second kasha adding? The first kasha doesn't have to use the word pickle. Say, they mean me pickle, they mean potential pickle. Second kasha say, no, they assume it's afer bialma. So doesn't that prove it's real pickle? And the answer is no, potential pickle is also afer bialma. For Rashi, the first question is called real pickle, so it must be real pickle. What's the second question adding? The second question adding is that, no, it's not just that it's called pickle, it's that Ula is really giving it this power of real pickle. What's this power of? What's this power of real pickle? Rashi seems to say that somehow, if it's only pakaf, it's real pickle. I don't understand this Rashi. If someone does understand this Rashi, I would be very, very, very much molded to you. I would call you Rebbe. Somehow, Rashi has another question. And the answer is also for Rashi the same thing. The answer is the Okimta, that it means you also did haktaras komets bepigol. Right? The answer is somehow some question or proof that Ula meant pigol gummer. Pigol gummer, proof that Ula meant pigol gummer right away. The answer is no, he only meant pigol gummer also because you did haktara bepigol. So I'm not sure exactly what the proof was. This Rashi is very, one of the many Rashis here that are very mystifying and enigmatic. But I think we'll have to go on. Now, Ula. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rashi, Amar Ilfa. Sorry, not Ilfa. Machlokas, Shtei Avodas, Gondar, Amar Yishov, Vosim, Rishon, Chotzim, Vizmano, Vosim, Shemi, Chotzim, Koma, Vavavoda, Achat, Tuchli, Amar, Erev, Machshavas, Havoy. So what's the Kasha from Ilfa? Elfa is discussed machlokas Yehudim and Chachamim. Yehudim Chachamim have a big machlokas. Everyone knows if you think chutz lizmano, that's pigul and chayiv karis. If you think chutz lemkomo, that's a kind of pigul it can be called if you want, but it's not chayiv karis and it's not called pigul sometimes. Sometimes the Gemara calls it pigul, sometimes not. Doesn't really matter. It's like pigul, but it's not chayiv karis. So what do you think chutz lizmano and chutz lemkomo? So that's some sort of machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. But what does Ilfa say? Ilfa says the machlokas is only. And why did they bring Ilfa here? Rabbi Yehuda Chama had this argument. What if you think both thoughts? Then what do you do? But we don't know exactly which avodah they're talking about. What Ilfa does is he brings in Shechita as his example. That's why Radavka asked me from Ilfa, and not for the whole sugya of Rabbi Yehuda Chacham. What does Ilfa say? They argue if you shecht one simon thinking chutz l'mkomo, one simon thinking chutz l'zmano, then they argue, do you chayiv karis or not chayiv karis? What they argue about needn't concern us right now. But the reason we bring in Ilfa is because he's discussing Shechita. Right? But if you thought both thoughts simultaneously, everyone agrees they get mixed up, and the chutz l'mkomo waters down the chutz l'zmano, and you're patur from karis. So, what do we see here? But what we see here is that he's within Shechita. If simultaneously think both machshavos, then everyone agrees there's no karis. If you think one machshava, one simon, and the kana, and the other machshava on the veshet, that's machlokes panayim. But it's pretty clear. What if you only think chutz l'zmano? Then you'd be chayiv karis, right? If they argue about thinking one simon x and one simon y, if you only thought chutz l'zmano, you're chayiv karis. So what comes out of here? That even in Shechita, you're chayiv karis for chutz l'zmano. So how does Rashi read it? So here's the third question from Ilfa. Rashi reads the question very nicely. What do we see? The question is, we see that even for Shechita alone, you are chayiv karis for chutz l'zmano. Right? Because Elfa was talking only within Shechita, so even if you only have machshav within Shechita, you're chayiv karis chutz l'zmano. That disproves Rav Gittel. Rav Gittel wanted to say you're only chayiv karis, right? Which disproves disproves, all right, just like all these things are trying to disprove that initial assumption, right? We're never attacking Rav Gittel directly yet. We're still trying to disprove his answer, Bezrika, there. Which I guess is really the first answer. So, we see that even in Shechit Yerchayiv Karis, so what's the Gemara answer? No, hachinami l'chizorek tigling nosa ibavoda achas ibishtei avodos. So according to Rashi, what is the answer? The answer is they make an okimta, again, that you also did zrika b'machshevet chutz lizmano. Ilfa was not to mean you only had machshevet and shchita. He meant in zrika you had full chutz lizmano machshevet. And in shchita you had this complicated machshevet, and that's what gives you a big machlokes. But of course, shchita only has a havin in chayv yukaris if you also think chutz lizmano and zrika. So that's all Ilfa meant. Ilfa didn't mean that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham argue that someone only thinks in shchita. Ilfa meant Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham argue that someone who thinks in shchita and then continues to think chutz lizmano and zrika. Now you go back and Igloi Nosa. Well, now that he thought chutz lizmano and zrika, what was he thinking in shchita? And then we care. But only after you think chutz lizmano and zrika do we care what the shchita was. Because there's no havin of course, and people gomer unless you continue through zrika. That's the way Rashi reads it. Tosfos reads it entirely differently. Tosfos says, we see from Ilfa that the pigle is that we see that pigle. What is Ilfa talking about? He says it depends whether you do it at the same time or different times, right? That was Ilfa's point. At the same time, everyone agrees you're not chayav karis. At different times, two simanim, it's a machlokes over the chayav karis. So we see that pigle is chal at the time of shchita because the timing is significant. Since Ula says the timing is given in shchita. If you think them both in the kana, that's one din. If you think one in the kana, one in the vesher, that's a different din. That proves that it's chal right away. Who cares if you think them both the same time or differently? Tos explains, if all we cared about was shasrika, then you're thinking everything was shasrika, right? So obviously, because the timing is significant, right? So therefore, it can't be that it's chal b'shazrika, because then there's only one time. According to Rav Gidol, that pigle is only chal b'shazrika, so there's never such thing as two times in one time. All of pigle is only b'shazrika. Doesn't matter when you thought it. The thought only takes effect b'shazrika, and zrika only has one time. Right? It's only the first zrika. Even if you need two or four matzah, it's only the first root gas pickle. That's a mission in the fourth parak of Zvach. So, but that's the kasha. How can Ilfa say makes a difference whether you have two stages of shchita or one stage of shchita? If it's only chal b'shasrika, then all of machshavos are b'shasrika. So it must be it was really chal b'shasrika, and then it makes a difference whether two machshavos chal one time or two times. And what's the answer? The answer for Tosfos is that we change our mind. We reformulate. Now Rav Gittel reformulates. Really, Pigol is chal. Right, Miyad. Really, Pigol is chal right away. If you have Machsheves Pigol and Shchita, it's chal right away. But all right, say better. Try to express this more clearly. Says, after Zrika, Pigol is Chal Limafreya Mishas Shchita, if you had a Machshava at the time of Shchita. Rav Gittel kept saying Pigol's not Chal Tol Zrika. No, he changed his mind. It's not that Pigol's not Chal Tol Zrika. Pigol's Chal right away. Mishas Shchita, you know, b'machsheves chutz. As long as you shech b'machsheves chutz, until now Rav Gittel was defending himself by saying, well, you shecht machsheves chutz, nothing's chal till zrika. He never changed his mind. No, we can prove from Ilfet Ischal. What he means is that nothing's Kal if there isn't a Zrika. But if there is a Zrika, then Lama Freya, it is Kal. So basically, whenever you have Mechsheves Pigel and Shchita or Kabbalah or Holacha, it's in limbo. If you end up doing Zrika, Lama Freya, it was Pigel the whole time. If you end up not doing Zrika, then Lema Freya, it was never Pigel. That is how Tosus reads it. Now, what's the next kasha? According to Tosus, Ihachi Gabi Todanami Adizarik. According to Tosus, what's the next kasha? Hold on a second. If you say it's Chal Lema Freya, then by the original Toda also. By Toda, Mistama, you did Zrika eventually, right? Mistama, you did Zrika eventually. Right? I mean, there's no reason to think that you didn't do Zrika. The Gemara doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't say it depends if you did Zrika or not. So Mistama, you did Zrika eventually. And if you did Zrika eventually, then Lima Freya, the pigol, is Chal. Misha Shkita. And so if you did Zrika eventually, then La Freya Pigol is Kal Misha Shkita. And if La Freya Pigol is Kal Misha Shkita, then it's Mekadosh, what? Then it's Mekadosh the Lechem. So we see that Avodas Pigol does count. Because now that Rav Gittel has admitted that Lema Freya the Shkita really does have a Chalos Pigol. He's admitted that La Freya does have Chalos Pigol. So now that he admitted that La Freya, he does have a Chalos Pigol, so Shech the Toda be Pigol, La Freya was a Chalos Pigol, and yet it's Mekadosh the Lechem. That proves that Shechitas Pigol does count. So now what do we do? So Tosa says now we have to go back and answer the original question from Toda differently. Tosa says in the end, right, answer four, we say, forget this. That's not the way to answer the kasha of Toda. Erase everything we've said until now. Rather, what's the answer to the kasha of Toda? The answer is, Tosa doesn't have exactly your gersa, but we'll see if it makes a difference. My kaddish li pasel debay sreifa. Right? That what is Tosa saying? Forget this. Really, what's the answer? The answer is that avodas pigol doesn't count for Me'ilah purposes, but does count L'Kadesh HaLechem. That's what Tosa says. That's what the final end of this little piece of Shachar Tarya is. The Avodas Pigol. We were assuming all along here that if the Zrika, if an Avoda counts for the purposes of the Lachmi Toda, it counts the Hotzei Dei Me'ilah and the Hagadah Dei Me'ilah. That's what we've been assuming the whole time. That it was a valid kasha in the first place from Shochet HaToda. And then still saying, no, forget Shochet HaToda. All Shochet HaToda proves is that Avodas Pigol is Mekadosh the Lechem. That just proves Avodas Pigol counts L'Inyan Kiddush Lechem. But that doesn't prove counts L'Inyan Me'ilah. So if Gittel's in minding his business, Avodas Pigol doesn't count for Me'ilah. And the Mishnah and Menachos minds its business. Avodas Pigol does count Mekadosh HaLechem. Right? Two different inyanim. How do we read this according to Rashi? According to Rashi, here also. I'm not quite sure what. Question number four is according to Rashi. I hachi tikshile nami de ka'amar ad dezark la v'pigal de l'tami gabi toda nami la v'pigal ad dezark im kein kashile amai kiddish halechim de ka'amar la v'fiyu v'me'ila. I've got the hash of a pigol gummer. So I'm not sure exactly what Rashi seems to be somehow assuming. I'm not sure. The Mishnah Menachos doesn't use the word pigol. Just said you shech the chutzlis manu chutzlim kola. So Rashi somehow seems to be assuming. Here also I don't understand. If someone does, now's your chance to pipe up and I'll call you Rebbe. And what really someone should do is come back tomorrow and say, well, Rashi, we have all these different kashas in Rashi and figure out some yisod that answers up all the kashas in one fell swoop. And then revolutionize the entire world's understanding of Me'ilah Daf Dalet, which is not something to be sneezed at. But what Rashi seems to be saying here is that somehow he assumes. Somehow he assumes, not so clear what he's saying, that that the lach metoda, he assumes that in the case of lach metoda, there was zrika bipigol, so it was pigol gomer. And it's still mevili de pigle. That was Rashi's shot. Lach metoda mamash had pigle for reasons that we try our best to understand. So Rashi, I'm not sure where he gets the assumption from. Rashi somehow starts the assumption that, well, the lach metoda case is also pigle gomer. After all, you also did zrika be pigle. I have no idea where he gets that assumption from. He says somehow the lach metoda case is also pigle gomer, so why would it bring the lechem into megiva? Then the answer for Rashi is exactly the same. He says, no, forget everything we've said until now. Rav Gittel's much more pashut. He says that, same answer, right? Forget this. And he changes his mind. He says, the lach metoda wasn't talking about me'ilah lach metoda. It was just on kiddush lach metoda. And he says, very pashut, the same thing. Avodah this pigle doesn't count for Me'ilah, but does count Mekadesh Halechem. So in the end, Rashi and Tosfos both end up in the same place, that we abandoned this whole Shekel Atariyah, which was challenging according to Rashi, and near impossible, according to Tosfos, near impossible according to Rashi. In the end, Rav Gittel's sitting pretty. He stays where he began. Avodas Pigel is not Motzi L'Dei Me'ilah, is not Machnas L'Dei Me'ilah. But Avodas Pigel can be Mekadosh L'Lechem, because Mekadosh L'Lechem is different from Me'ilah. What's the Nafgamina of being Mekadosh L'Lechem? So what is the Nafgamina of Mekadosh L'Lechem? Clearly not Me'ilah, according to Rashi and R. Gerson the Gemara. What's the Nafgamina of Mekadosh L'Lechem? That you have to burn it, right? What's the Nafgamina of being Mekadosh L'Lechem? Rashi says that now you have to burn it, right? Until you did shchita, lach metoda are not kadosh kedush nagof. Until you do shchita, so until you did shchita, yeah, you have these lach metoda. You can always be poed to them. Until you did shchita. But after you do shchita, now they're kadosh, and since they're kadosh and they're part of a pickled up toda, so you have to burn them. No, you mean in Dirazul Ihachi?
Yeah.
Rashi's assuming it doesn't become Bar Me'ilah, it doesn't become Kadosh Lenin Me'ilah until Zrika. We know Kachin Kachin, no Me'ilah until Zrika. But now that we change our mind and say Kadosh doesn't mean for Me'ilah.
No, I'm saying in terms of his answer to the way that he's reading the question of Ihachi.
Correct. But the answer is saying that we're not talking about Me'ilah, we're talking about Stam Kiddush. And Stam Kiddush Lachim doesn't mean Zrika anymore.
So what's the problem?
What's the problem with Rashi? Where?
Why?
In the Kasha Bichachi?
Yeah.
What was the Kasha? The Kasha is, in the case of Lach Metoda, it's Pigel Gomer. How does the Zrika help? How does he know the case of Lach Metoda is Pigel Gomer?
Because it's
maybe
not
it's only
be
part
Kaddish,
of the
Pigel. Because it's not going to be Kaddish until Zrika.
Okay, but say you did the Zrika without thinking anything. Why can't you say that case you did the Zrika without thinking?
Because he acknowledges that the Shchita is Machshavah is Pigel, so then when you do the Zrika, it's going to make the whole thing Pigel.
No, because Rashi holds that it's not full pigel if you do the Zrika Bishrika. Isn't that Rashi's whole shita the whole time? Right? Rashi never changed his mind from that.
He says, we all become a couple of old ones, but pigel at the Zerik.
Read on. Yeah, it's only if you're a pigel Bishrika also that the pigel govern. Okay, what does Tosos say the nafkamina of the lechem being kadosh is? Tosos de Maskel, this is Shkoyach to Daniel Gutenberg for pointing this out. Tosos de Maskel, Ella. What does he say the nafkamina of kiddush lechem is?
Kumbas.
What?
Kumbas.
So Tosos says that it has potential sol de tvol yom mechoser kipurim Vilina. What does Tosfos mean by that? This is based on the Mishnayos in the second parak. Tosfos means by that is that there are two stages. Before something really becomes a karbon, when it's still a bar pidyon, let's say, at least in some cases, let's say an animal before shechita is bar pidyon if it has a mun, or, you know, lach betoda before shechita are a bar pidyon, or a regular mincha before you put them into a kli sharis in the first place is a bar pidyon, then it doesn't have special psulim. Obviously, if it becomes tameh, it's possible, because tameh is a kodesh kula din. It doesn't have special psulim. Once something becomes kadosh and becomes a karban, once something becomes like irrevocably kadosh b'kedush shaguf, then it's now that's kedush shaguf, it's a higher level, and it's more sensitive. It could be possible certain things, like, for example, tful yom. A tful yom, someone went to the mikvah, but it wasn't nightfall yet, doesn't passel chulin, but does passel kachim. Mechusar kippurim, right? Someone who's tamei did everything but didn't bring his karban if he needed one. Say a zava, etc. Right? Doesn't passel chulin, passels kachim. Now it's the state of kachim that it's so holy that even a tful yom or mechusar kippurim will passel it. Or lina. Everything, a makdish something. A makdish an animal. The animal's running around. Doesn't go passel overnight. A makdish flour to bring for a mincha. Doesn't become possible overnight yet. Once it's really kadosh and becomes a carbon, now if I leave it overnight, that's a psul of lina. Now the clock is ticking already. So Gemara tells us that's what it means kadosh, that now it's this higher level of kedusha, it's a real carbon, that's sensitive to time and to even subtle forms of tuma.
I mean, these two are interchangeable.
So interesting. That's why I put it in blue, because it's not because of the other machlokes. These two seem to be interchangeable. The question is, Morty's half right. At least half right in it. I don't at all think that this different interpretation of Rashi and Tosfos has anything to do with what they've been saying until now, because the Gemara has totally gone on to a new track. Like, what does that have to do with the old conversation? The question is there any machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos, or does Tosfos happen to... It could be that Rashi happens to use one illustration of what it means to be kadosh. Tosfos happens to use another illustration of what it means to be kadosh. But they're both trying to illustrate the principle of kadosh. Not kadosh, right? I don't mean kadosh being hektish, right? Lach b'todor hektish, for the moment I say this flour and oil is hektish. But it means kadosh, b'kedushas karbon, then it reaches this higher madrega. So it could be they're both just trying to illustrate a category of kedusha, a madrega of kedusha in the world. Or could it be that they really have a machlokas between them, and Morty might agree, not a new machlokas between them. And this might, based on the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech. And Gutenberg pointed out to me, I didn't think twice about this Tosfos until Daniil pointed out that this is relevant to the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech. Not in those words, but that's what he pointed out. here's an interesting question. Forget what Rashi's shot for now in the whole sugya. We don't understand. Tosfos shot in the whole sugya. What's the Gemara going back and forth between? Is Pigel Chal right away through one of the earlier three avodos? Or is Pigel only Chal at Zrika? Or you need Zrika and then it's Chal Mafreya? That was the whole Shakta Vataria. In the end, what happened to this whole Shakta Vataria? This whole Derek was abandoned. And we took a new shot of resolving the Mishnah in Menachos and forgot about this whole conversation. This is always tricky in Halach Lamaisa. When the Gemara has a whole conversation and in the end says, forget this conversation, let's take a different track. Okay, but what was the answer to that local question? What taka is the answer to Pigel? That's the Mishnah Melech suffix. The Mishnah Melech says, what is the answer to Pigel? He says, look in the Tosfos. Tosfos says that's a Shakla Vataria, but La Halach Lamaisa. Halach Lamaisa, we can throw out this whole sugya. Because in the end, everything in brown... Right? Everything in brown here we can throw out. We just have the pink. But what is the halacha l'maisa? Is pigel chal if I think pigel b'shchita is at chal right away? Or is it only chal if there's zrika? Or is it chal l'mafreya if there's zrika? What is the answer? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina Mishnah says very pashut. What if a guy eats pigel before zrika? He clearly doesn't get karis. That's obvious, right? That we know from kindergarten. The katsas kosher, katsas pasul. Until Zrika, there's no karis. But we violate the lav. There's a lav of eating psulei mukdashin, right? Maybe malchus of eating psulei mukdashin, right? So does if I eat, now here it gets a little tricky because there's also a lav of eating before Zrika. But the Mishnah Melech wants to know this is a psulim mikdashim per yud ches halacha zayin all the way at the end. It's a very very long one, which discusses many different topics. It says, right, print it out. The ochel pigum kodem shikarv matirav sheim bo karis im lokem mishum psulim mikdashim. Right? He wants to know, is there malchus of pigul? Is the pigul chal yet or not? That's an interesting question. Halacha l'maisa, is the pigul chal yet? Let's say I never do zrika. If I never do zrika, clearly carbon's possible. I never do zrika. But is the pigul chal, not for karis, but is the pigul chal to be a regular lav, to be a regular psul, is the psul of pigul chal or not? So, Yoshua? Correct. Maybe, but that's only if there's a zrika. The Menchus Chinuch brings that up, that perhaps there'd be something in the Masorah Safik here. So, what is the answer in the end? In the end, what is the answer? Is the answer that pigol's chal right away if I do pigol b'shchita? The karis isn't chal yet, but pigol's chal without karis? Or no, pigol's not chal until I do zrika, or pigol's not chal unless I do zrika. So, what?
Is there a possibility also that if you ate it before, let's say in the first option, that pigul's not chal until the zrika itself. But if you ate it already, then you're going to be chayav karis once you do zrika?
Not so clear. Maybe the zrika doesn't help once it's already eaten, right? No. Very unclear. Right? So, what Daniel wants to say is maybe that's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here. Now they're discussing the maskana of the sugya. They're not in the havminas anymore. Now what are they doing? They're both just trying to illustrate what it means for the lechem to be kadosh. They're innocently illustrating what it means for the lechem to be kadosh. What that means is they're telling you the halacha l'maisa, not any shakla v'tarius. What's the halacha l'maisa? Rashi says, and according to our Gersa, it's explicit in the Gemara, kadosh li pasel, kodesh de ba'i sreifa de lohave kechulim. Why does it need sreifa? Because it's pigol. So it could be that in the Mishnah of Safek, Rashi says, pigol is chal miyad b'shash chita. Rashi thinks pigul is chal right away b'shash chita, and therefore says, what do you mean the lechem is kadosh? It's kadosh, and it's not chulin anymore. Now it's kadshim. Or rather, what he means is, it's not just kadosh dam anymore. Now it's kadosh saguf, right? And once it's kadshim, it's now part of a pigul toda. Kadshim of a pigul toda needs sreifa, right? Pigul gets sreifa miyad, right? Pigul is solaguf, except for the strange time of Rabbi Arvua. Right, if you have a pigle, you burn it right away. So Rashi might hold one side of the Mishnah Melech Safek, that lo halacha l'maisa, pigle is chal right away. Forget about all the havminas. Halacha l'maisa, pigle is chal without karis. Pigle is chal miyad b'shashchita without karis. Well, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, you know what it means that the lechem is kadosh? You shechted it by pigle. What does lechem kadosh say? If a psul yom or mechuzik yipurim touches it, you'll burn it. If it's won overnight, you'll burn it. But what's the deep in Tosfos? But you won't burn it yet. You won't burn it now. You'll burn it if it's lun overnight, or if it gets touched by a tameh of any level of tumah. But the deep is, but you won't burn it until one of those three things happen to it. Why won't you burn it until one of those three things happen to it? Because Tosfos apparently is of the opinion that Hegel is not chal at all without Zrika. So it could be that the answer to Mr. Melech's question is that Tosfos holds that without Zrika, Pigel's not Chal. Therefore, it's not Kadosh to burn now. It's Kadosh to burn if it gets Nitma. While Rashi holds that Pigel is Chal right away in Mishash Shechita.
What about burning? You've just got something, you've just shechted. You've shechted L'shem Karbon. Whether you're Machshel's road, you're going to have to burn it anyway. What do you do with this? You shechted.
No, forget about the Lachmi Toda. You just shechted this Toda of Machshev, or any. You just shechted the carbon Machshev's pickle. Sounds like going to Rashi, you'd burn it immediately. Sounds like going to Tosos, you would not burn it immediately.
But forget pickle. I take an animal, I shecht it, that's all I do. I stop doing anything else. What am I supposed to do with it? I have to burn it.
No! You have to burn it when the sun sets. Because then it's won. Until the sun sets, you don't have to burn it. Until the sun sets, you still have a chance to do zrika. So what would Tosfos say? If I shecht a regular carbon, of course I don't burn it. Even if, we paskin, even if I shecht the carbon and accidentally spill the blood down the drain, I still don't burn it until the sun sets. Because it has a technical problem, but it's not nifsel yet. So Tosfos would say, likewise, if I shecht pigle, that Tosfos would say, yeah, if I shecht pigle and do zrika, I burn it right away. But if I shech tigel and don't do zrika, then maybe Tosos thinks this would be a chiddush, but possible. If I shech tigel with and didn't do zrika yet, then I can't burn it yet. I shouldn't do the zrika to the tigel, but I shouldn't burn it yet because the pigel's not chal yet. So I should probably do Eber Tzura, wait till the sun sets and then burn it. That's what Tosos here might be hinting at. Why doesn't Tosa say it straight out? That what? Ton Eber Tzura. Right, so why doesn't Tosa say right away? So again, I admit maybe you don't want to be Daik and Tosas, but if you do want to be Daik and Tosas, I'll tell you, why does Tosas not say it right away explicitly? Tosas does say it explicitly. What did he say? He said that Kaddish Alechem li possible to Yom Chuspur Uvelina. What does it mean, Kaddish li possible lina? Kaddish li possible lina means you have to wait till it sits overnight before you burn it. I hear what you're saying. Okay. Why doesn't Tosas say Kaddish that now it's burnt the Ibur Tzura? So it could be the answer might be forget about all these diukim and Tosas is just saying something, he's not being medavka. But if you want to take a medavka, then the answer is because since in Mishnayos, whenever they want to say something kadosh, they always say kadosh lipasal tful yom chos kibur melina. Therefore, he chooses to say it as b'chos kibur tful yom melina. Of course, then Sam will say, well, that proves he's lav davka. Okay, could be davka, could be lav davka.
We're not waiting for Ibur Tzura. Already escaped by burning. That gets back to what we discussed earlier.
Correct. That gets back to what we discussed earlier. But if you that gets back to what we discussed earlier, correct? So let's leave it at what we discussed earlier. But it works out either way. Okay, that is the maskana of this part of the sugya. And again, if you're medayik in Rashi and Tosfos, then you would say they're arguing about the Mishnah Lamelech's, suffik. The Mishnah Lamelech doesn't resolve his suffik. The Minchas Chinuch seems to assume, in Kuf Mem Daled, actually seems to assume the middle shita, that it's not Chal Tol Zrika, but then it's Chal Lamafreya. That's what he seems to assume. I guess because according to Tosos, that's the most recent, that's the latest stage of the Shakla B'Tarim. Okay, continuing in the Gemara. Leima Miseyele. Now instead of attacking him, we're trying to support him. Gidol. Hapigol Yolam Olam Bo. Right? Hapigol the Olam Olam Bo. Lava Gavde Izvig Dam Miseyele, right? Pigol, there's Me'ilo the Olam. It's obviously going to be Kachi Kachin. There's Me'ilo the Olam even after Zrika. Pretty explicit. The Gemara says, Bedochak. Lo de lo zarak. When it says pigol li olam olamo, it doesn't mean even after Zrika. No, that's supporting with Gittel. Maybe it just means li olam until Zrika, your molimbo. Id lo zarak adam, mayim lameimra. Naho, what do you mean? If there is no Zrika, then what's it saying? Li olam means forever, even if something happens, like Zrika. So they change mind. El li olam de zarak really means pigol your mol even after Zrika. Odds, that's a proof of Gittel. No, if you want to get out of your safety, tanya yi ba olam. Maybe it means pigol, you're always mol, baba ola, right? Ola, of course, has rika forever. Because an ola is never need to, no part of his need to look kahanim. It's all meant to go up on the Mizbeach. So the whole havmin of zrikas, right? The whole issue of zrikas pigol being motzig nevi ilan kachi kachim is only for the chelak hanechal. But an ola, there is no part that's nechal. So maybe it means an ola. An ola, there's always me ilan, because there's nothing you do about an ola. There's no chelak hanechal. But in a chatos and an asham, Taka, maybe, Rav Gittel's wrong, maybe Zrika would be considered Shas Hetul Kohanim and would be Motim Nim Ila. Says, Iba Ola Pshita, the Goykula. Ola is also obvious, that's too obvious, so it can't be. It must mean a Chatas, it must mean that a Chatas and an Asham, even after Zrika, there's no Pigel, be supporting Rav Gittel. So that's from the Risha. The Ode, the Ketani Seifa, Lundama Afal Pisha Chaza, Rizarko, Malinbo. The Seifa says, if the Dam sits overnight, even if you Zork the next day, we know that doesn't really help. That's puzzle. So it's bar me'ilah. Iyamar b'shalom v'chata shaper. And what is this case? If you zorik the dam the next day, there's still me'ilah. V'chatas, that would make sense for chatas. Aliyamar b'ola tzricha l'meimar. But an ola, would you have to say it? It's basically the same thing as similar to the reisha at this point, right? In an ola, of course, even if you zorik the dam the next day, there's me'ilah. Ola, there's always me'ilah because it's kul ola gavoa. Then they'll have Mina to take Ola out of Mi'ilah. There's no such thing. No one ever heard of taking Ola out of Mi'ilah. Ola always has Mi'ilah, so there's no potential Hetul Kohanim in the first place. So obviously it must be nechatas. And what do we see from here? That a chatas, if it's one dama, if it's the head of psul of linas hadam, then it still has me'ila. Zrika b'psul still has me'ila. So that proves that a zrika b'psul still has me'ila. So too, zrika b'pigel still has me'ila. So what's the difference between zoreket one day too late and zoreket thinking one day too late? That proves that a zrika past the time still has me'ila. Seifa vadum seile reisha, my home seile, seifim seile reisha. So seifa, that's a good taina. Is the reisha also a good taina like we've been thinking until now? So, seifa, there's different gersos, but they're all trying to say the same thing. Here it's a matter of technical different gersos. You have a lot of letters here. But they're all trying to say that in the end there's no siyua. Seifa, la vadai misayele. Or seifa vadai misayele. But either way, it's saying the seifa is not a siyua. There's no proof of gittel from here. But dochak, we can get out of the proof of gittel. What's the difference? So in the end, what do we say? That the seifa and the resha. In the end, we say the seifa is not a valid proof for Rav Gittel. Why? It's not a siyua. Because you could answer, you could say the seifa just means the psul of linas hadam still has the ila. That just proves that a physical psul bizrika is eino motzi midei me'ila. But a mental psul maybe is motzi midei me'ila. Right, that's just because a physical psul is not motzi midei me'ila, but a mental psul is motzi midei me'ila, which is what I said, maybe based on the Rashi, is another way for reading. Right? Another way of reading. Tosfos would have to say the docha. Kivega wonders what Tosfos would say. Tosfos might say the docha. It doesn't mean mental and physical psul. It means like physical psuls don't have the special xeris custom of ritzoi. But the mental psul has a special xeris custom of ritzoi. But if you read this Gemara Kibshuto, you might think that, what's the, those who argue of Gittel hold? Well, that mental psul is very small, and that's why it's not, that's why it's so motzi midei me'ila. Rashi here actually has a, Rashi over here on Dalamud Bey says something very fascinating. What word does Rashi throw in here that throws us for a bit of a loop? In this line? No, Rashi didn't throw in a word here that threw you for a bit of a loop, like Kansinan. Right? What does Rashi hear? Oh, a physical psul, then we make a knas. But a mental psul, we don't make a knas. And now, he's saying the same thing. A mental psul is a smaller psul, there's no knas. Just Rashi himself seems to say it. When you talk about knas, Kansinan lay, what does knas sound like, Daniel? Right. Knas sounds like drabanan, right? What does kansina like? Knas usually sounds like drabanan. There are maybe there isn't such things as knas d'oraisa, but here it sounds like knas drabanan. So it could be that really what's going on here, Pigel is a smaller psul than other psulim. What Rashi's saying is, right, now that we have to revise it a little, right? We'll call it B plus. Rashi, Daf Dalet Beis. What does Rashi sounds like? He sounds like really any zrikas psul is motzi midei me'ila min haTorah. Rashi actually makes it sound like min haTorah, any zrika is motzi midei me'ila, no matter what psul it has. There's nothing special. I mean, Doraisa is not nothing special about. It's not the Doraisa pick it was special. Really, we don't write every zrika psul is motzi midei me'ila. Why? Because there's a side problem of psul, but there's still a zrika. There's a shas hetlo kohanim. There's just a side problem of psul, but there's still shas hetlo kohanim. Just because there's a side psul, why isn't there shas hetlo kohanim? But for big psulim, there's a knas of me'ila midrabanan. That's what Rashi sounds like about Dalai Beis. that yes, it's a difference between big psulim and small psulim, like we thought all along for Rashi. But it's not that me d'oraisa, a big psul, that's not a zrika, but a small psul is still a valid zrika with just a small psul. No, it's that me d'oraisa, all zrikas count. Why? Every zrika makes a hetel kohanim. Oh, there's a psul, that means that the hetel kohanim, and then there's also an isser. But there's a hetel kohanim, and then there's a side isser. Every zrika is really shas hetel kohanim. There's just a side problem of a psul. The only reason why we're arguing here about Pigel and not all Zrikas Psol is, even later on, there'll be Machloks, Tanam, and Vav, and Beis about a different Psol, not about all Zrikas Psol, only about one very specific one. The reason why we're arguing that Zrikas Pigel is because Midar Raisa, every Zrikas Motzim Deim Ilah. But Midrabana, they need a Knas that, and according to Rav Gidol, maybe Midrabana, they made a Knas on all of them. I'm not sure if I give me the rice to Rabbanan. But those who are arguing with Gittel would say that Midaraisa all Zrikas work to be Motzim Deim Ilah, but Midrabanan, they made a knas on the physical ones, because those, they were more angry at you. I'm not sure why you were angry at people for making a physical psul than a mental psul. Could be, I mean, throw making mental psul also seems like pretty chutzpah. Unless they mean the physical psul, they mean more of a general knas, because everyone should have seen it and reminded each other. While the mental psul knew this one guy pulled a fast one on us, so maybe they didn't want to make a knas, and you know, after all, knas means it's mila to everyone. So it could be a physical psul, there are mach. How can the Jewish people let a physical psul happen where those are mila drop on him? A mental psul, no, there was one bad apple in the Kohanim, so they didn't make one bad apple in the Kohanim who thought something or whispered something under his breath. So they didn't want to make a exerim mila drop on it because of one bad apple. That it's not our fault. Okay, that is how Rashi would read this Gemara, in which case those who argue Rav Gidol, right? This is all defending why it's not a Siyuah. Defending those who argue Rav Gidol this line, would be saying something more radical. It's not just Pigel that still is Motzim Deim Ilah, either because of the reason of Ritzoi or just a small psul. Really, all Zrikas is Motzim Deim Ilah. But the Chama went back and made a knas on physical psulim. Let's just finish up reading the Gemara. One thing we didn't fill in, a technical point, this is also not in Shitasi of anything, is the Gemara never explains how we get out of the Reisha. The Reisha was also a proof. If it's Ola, that's too obvious. If it's before Zrika, that's too obvious. So it must be a Chatas after Zrika, still has Me'ila, proof for a Gidl. So it's clear in the Shakamitari that they weren't so impressed by the proof in the Reisha, because they said, well, if the Seif is a proof, maybe the Reisha is also a proof. It was a tentative proof in the Reisha. Obviously, it wasn't such a good proof. And obviously, in the end, they don't care about the proof in the Reisha. But just why, technically, in the end, don't they get a proof from the Reisha? So, Rashi and Tosas argue about this. I don't think those are Shtasim, any other Rashi and Tosas. Rashi says in the end, it's talking about an Ola, and therefore it doesn't prove a Pigel. It just means an Ola always has an Ela. Oh, that's obvious, I guess. Maybe it's not so obvious. Okay, Tosas says a Kasha earlier, maybe you would have thought it's like Kachim Shemesu, and that Kachim Shemesu don't have an Ela at all, unlike the way we pass Mila Drabanan. Might have thought, okay. Tosva says in the end that it's talking about Achatas Velo Zarak. And, isn't it obvious that there's still Me'ilah if there's no Zrika? So it says, no, maybe it's talking about Velo Zarak, but the Pigel is Bekabbalah, and we'll know in the next Sugi, this Ma'an Amar says after Shechita there's no more Me'ilah. So it's the teacher, Lafukev Ne'an Amar, that even after Shechita there's still Me'ilah if you mess up the Kabbalah. Okay, Ayin Sham in Tosvos. Then the Gemara just says one more attempt at Siwa. Then we'll have to continue next time. Lema Hamasi Aleah, Pigel Bekachi Kachi Maul and Bow. Pigel Bekachi Kachi Maul and Bow. Lav Afagav Zorak Masi Aleah, same thing. It must be even after Zrika, exactly where Rav Gittel's Din. Lo de Lo Zorak. No, it just means until Zrika. Here it doesn't say the Ola, so it's allowed to say. It just means until Zrika. Pigel Bekachi Kachi, until Zrika has Me'ilah. Aval Zorak Mai Hachnami De Maul and Bow. But if you're saying until Zrika, there's Me'ilah, after Zrika, there isn't. Then I'm Mike Atani Safe because from Kalami Molambo, Lift Lagrash of a listening, lift these Rika Molam Lakhika Molam. Why did they have to say Pigel and Kutche Kutchim there's Meilo Kutche Kalam not? Should have said within Kutche Kutchim itself, before Zrika there's Meila, after Zrika not. That's the lift local listening day. It's always better to make the chiluk internally than externally, if you can. So, Hahu Vada Misayele. So now they're pulling you on a Seifa. The Seifa is a Siyuwa to Rav Gidol. What does it say? Pigel Bekutchim Kalim has Me'ilah in the end. The Seifa, what does the Seifa say? Pigel Bekachim Kalim has Me'ilah. What does it mean, Pigel Bekachim Kalim has Me'ilah? It can't mean before Zrika. There's never an Ilan Kachin Kalin before Zrika. It has to mean after Zrika. Pigel Bekachin Kalin, after Zrika has the Ila, what does that prove? That Zrika's, what? Sorry, Pigel Bekachin Kalin, I apologize, has, that's what I meant, has no Ila. What's the case? If you say it's before Zrika, then what do you mean Pigel? All Kachin Kalin, no Ila before Zrika. Must be after Zrika. That proves that Grif Giddel, that Zrika's Pigel is not maybe the day that you love. This is a proof for Rav Giddel. Proof that Zrika's Pigel Eino Mevi Lidei Mi'ila. How about the ratio of Kachi Kachim? That was attempted proof that, what was the ratio saying? The ratio we're saying that Pigel Be Kachi Kachim, it must be after Zrika, because otherwise they would have been internal differentiation. Has Mi'ila. So is that a valid proof that Zrika's Pigel Eino Motzi Midei Mi'ila, which is the other half of Rav Giddel's statement? So the Gemara says, no. Reisha we're not sure what it means. What it means is that really this is the wrong diyuk. Really, this is not a proof, because this is talking about before Zrika. Right, really, or actually that gets into a this is talking about before Zrika. Really, really? No, only before Zrika. After Zrika, maybe it is multi-day pigo. So why didn't they make an internal differentiation? Because of lo psikale. What does lo psikale mean? Means it's not a clear-cut distinction. It's too subtle of a distinction. What's so subtle of a distinction? Rash says, before Zrika and after Zrika, that's too subtle. We want the general categories of kachim. That's why they didn't differentiate, because that's too small a distinction before and after Zrika. Tosa says a little better. Tosa says, no, in kachim, they didn't want to distinguish because Lopsikale, there's Ola and there's Chatas. There are different rules for Ola and Chatas, because Ola doesn't have a part that's Nachal Lekvanim and Chatas does. Therefore, they didn't want to differentiate within Kachin Kachin, because Lopsikale, it's not a general category, because there's a difference in Ola and Chatas. Therefore, they didn't bother to differentiate within Kachin Kachin. But really, it's not a proof for Rav Giddel. And that's where we end. It seems to be in the end that we have a proof for Rav Giddel about the half of not being maybe the Dei Me'ila B'Kachin Kalim. We don't have proof for Rav Giddel about the half of being of not being motzi me'ilah. We don't have a disproof, but we don't have a proof. Big kachay kachim. What I will, and that's the best we can do in the Shakti Tarya. Again, everyone feel free to come with Kedushin next time. What we'll just do next time is briefly, we will try and explain to the best of our ability the difference between mevi l'dei me'ilah and motzi l'dei me'ilah. And we'll just not be yon rav. We'll mention the Gemara Menachos and the different sheets of the Rishonim in interpreting the Gemara Menachos. And we'll get started on the next sugya. The next sugya is another long Shakla Vitaria, but this one is not impossible to understand according to any of the Mefarshim. It's just a regular long Shakla Vitaria. It goes from the very bottom of Dalim Rebeis all the way to Daf Vav Amin Aleph. So about Heter Shchita, Heter Achila, or Heter Zrita Sheninu. But it's, again, it's not an impossible kind of Shakla Vitaria, but it's a long sugya, so we'll start that long sugya, Mirtz Hashem, next time. What? Yeah, all the way to the end of Vav Amin Aleph. And as you might have noticed, these Makaros, the very end of Vav Amin Aleph actually ties back into the Rav Giddel sugya, that last Rashi. But those are on the previous Makaros sheet.